Hi, Megan.
Hi, Elaine.
Debates have raged for years about the impact of tax policies on companies and their decision to come to or stay in or leave New Mexico. In this week's paper, you have a story about a company that challenges the common wisdom on this issue. What made the Stoller Research Group turn down an attractive tax incentive to move to Colorado?
I know this sounds too good to be true, but honestly, the CEO told me they love New Mexico and they're committed to staying here. Also, many of Stoller's employees bought homes in Raton, where they're based, and selling in this kind of market would be tough. So yes, Colorado came offering some pretty juicy incentives last year, even if they would go to Trinidad, which isn't that far away, but the company felt logistically that just wouldn't work for them.
And so Stoller is planning on expanding south instead of north. What is spurring this expansion and how fast are they planning to grow?
That's all a little bit up in the air. This is a company that does radio geophysics. They're using technology to look for anomalous qualities in the Earth's subsurface. What that translates to in a military context is perhaps finding things that might injure soldiers underneath the ground. In a mining context, you can imagine the applications there before you invest $30 million to mine somewhere. So they are considering expanding into Albuquerque. They've opened a small office here. One factor is to be closer to customers like Sandia Labs, the Air Force Research Laboratory. Stoller does a lot of work with the Department of Defense and Department of Energy. But the staff travels all over the world. Being closer to an airport seems to be a factor. And the people they recruit need to be fairly skilled. It's often easier to recruit to a larger city than a small town.
Meanwhile, the U.S. solar industry is taking a beating in the international market in the wave of the bankruptcy of Solyndra, which is that solar firm that was touted by the Obama administration, given some loan guarantees. Kevin Robinson Avila followed up with some local solar firms. How is this market shakeup unfolding on the regional and state level here in New Mexico?
Well, the same factors that pushed Solyndra into bankruptcy are impacting some local firms as well. Noribachi, which makes solar-powered lights and consumer electronics, planned to build a new factory in the South Valley to replace the solar cells it buys from China with homegrown modules. But it's not going to go forward at this moment with those plans. There's been a big drop in the price of silicon for solar cells, as well as a surge in solar production in Asia. And that's depressed demand in the European market. This has created a glut in global supply, and it's putting a squeeze on competitors in the U.S. Companies that produce solar panels, as opposed to products such as solar trackers or mounting systems, are under intense competitive pressure from inexpensive Asian imports.
So what are some of the factors at play in this market that's creating some of this
pressure? Well, besides those, is the changes in national and local solar markets are splitting New Mexico's solar industry into winners and losers. Commercial and utility scale markets are booming here and in other states that serve those markets. So for instance, Array Technologies in Albuquerque is enjoying a surge in revenue it makes and sells solar tracking systems. Shot Solar has a large factory here. It continues to employ about 300. No production slowdowns likely right now. Companies that lower production costs through innovation, like Shot, can still compete, apparently, especially if they don't have high shipping costs, if they're close to their markets. But many small companies that focus on installing rooftop solar systems in the local market are struggling to survive, and that's largely because of declining incentives for solar systems covered by PNM.
What could be the repercussions of the focus on the Solyndra bankruptcy for New Mexico solar firms then?
Some business owners are worried that the political backlash over this could dissuade Congress from extending a law that allows commercial and utility scale developers to get upfront cash grants in lieu of the U.S. Treasury Department's 30% tax credit for solar projects. The cash grants are supposed to end in December. The tax credits would continue until 2016. They're also concerned about Congress lowering tax incentives or ending them earlier than planned. That could really slow down the industry because solar panel prices still haven't declined enough to reach what they call grid parity.
Thanks, Megan.
Thanks, Elaine.
Megan Kamrick is a senior reporter with the New Mexico Business Weekly. For KUNM, I'm Elaine Baumgartel.